are talking about midos, and we're talking about that he brought down over the Maisa, that a person has to do tshuva on midos. A person has to get down and fix the problem, down to where they have the mida which is causing them to do the avera, and not just fix the symptom, but they've got to fix the problem. That's what we were saying yesterday. Reb Chaim continues, and he goes on and he brings some beautiful chazals about what does it mean to have good midos. V'omru b'yuma, on page 267 in this book, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha. You have to love Hashem. What does it mean to have avas Hashem? One of the pshatim is she'yi Hashem shamayim mis'ahev al yodecha. Part of avtas Hashem is that people should love Hashem because of you. That you should study and learn and be meshamesh tamidei chachamim via maso matonu benachasim abriyos. And when you speak to people, speak calmly, speak nicely, make them feel good. Ma abriyos oimres olav. What will people say to him? Ashrei aviv shalom dei Torah. Ashrei rabo shalom dei Torah. Wow, this is how a person speaks. This is how a person behaves. Beautiful. Oilem la briyos shaloilem the Torah. Look, people don't learn Torah. Look how they behave. Plainly shalom Torah. Someone that learned Torah, his parents were mechanachim in Torah. Shalom Torah. Ukama noim. Look how peaceful and nice this man is. Kama musukan and myself. All of a kasav oimer. Someone that does that. Vayomer li avdiata Yisrael asher bechois par. I can remember there Matisyahu Solomon Shlita in the Shmuzin. You said this pasuk very often, and I just remember how we always said it. Vayomer li avdiata Yisrael asher bechois par. So he would Yisrael. We make Hashem beautiful in the way we behave. Aval, however, if you're a big time chacham, you learn Gemara. Also, mishamash tamid chacham in ve'ei maso matanar in be'emuna. But when he deals in business, he doesn't deal honestly. Ve'ein dibur benachasim abrias, and doesn't speak nicely to people. So, what do people say when they see that? Ma abrias, I say myself, oy loy leploini shalom Torah. That's what happens to someone that learns Torah. Oy loy love if shalom Torah. That's what happens when you send your kids to yeshiva. Oy loy the rabbi. And on that, the pasuk says, so that's no good. Okay? So a person is supposed to be able to look at a Talmud Chacham, to look at a Torah person, and say, oh, come and I myself. There was a story with, I may have said this story over before, but it's incredible. Mice, it's not printed in any books. I told it to Rabbi Shapiro one time, this story. And Rabbi Shapiro says to me, oh, this is a great story. Don't tell Rabbi Krohn. I want this story for myself. So the story is that there was four Bachrim that were in Uruguay, Montevideo, Uruguay, for the summer. Okay? And they were there for the summer. And they're doing a seed program in the summer. Well, I told you the story. No. And they were in Uruguay, Montevideo for the summer. And at the same time that they were there for the summer, there was a conference for Jewish doctors from South America that was taking place in Uruguay, in Montevideo. So there was one doctor there, and he was sitting with the group of the four Bachrim. They were going back to eat breakfast by the rabbi's house. So he asks this group of boys, he said, what do you guys do? The boy said that we're in yeshiva. So the boy, the man says, oh, because he was from a place called Rosario in Argentina. In Rosario, I don't know that there was a Jewish school, but if there was, there's definitely no yeshiva. So he said, really? Whatever, fine. Lamaisa, the guy said, really? What's a yeshiva? This, that, I wanted some. Okay. Then he comes back the next day, tells the boys, he says, look, I have four boys. I think I want them to be in yeshiva also. So one of the boys says, oh, I learned in Baltimore, in Israel. There's a good program for South American kids. It happens to be Rabbi Metz from here, runs it. And this was in the summer. And that was the end of the story. Lemaisa, fine. Maisa, I was one of those boys, Bachar. Okay, I was one of the four. Okay, so we obviously made a good impression. This was about 10 years later. That's it. We never heard anything from this conversation. 10 years later, I'm sitting in Beis Medrash Gavoya in Lakewood Yeshiva, and it was during lunchtime. During lunchtime, so there's not a lot going on. It's very quiet. And I hear two people learning in the back in Spanish. So I go over to these two boys, and I say, Yashalom Aleichem, whatever, where you're from. They said, oh, we're from Muncie, whatever. I said, what's your name? Said he says, Cohen. I said, oh, and where are you from, like, originally? He said, Argentina. I said, are you related to this guy, Dr. Cohen, whatever? So he says, yeah, that's our father, whatever. So I said, is it possible I met him one time in Montevideo, whatever? So they said, you're one of the four boys. My father sent us to yeshiva because of you guys. And he got up and gave me a hug and this. And it turns out that this guy, that was in the summer, we met him. By January, he had picked up his whole family, moved to Baltimore. He sent his kids to Neisrael. His oldest kid was there in ninth grade. His other four boys went to yeshiva. They all went afterwards. And all four of them are BMG now. One of them is a Dayan. Chashav Tam Chacham. And one of the English from here speaks to, calls him all the time to speak in the morning. It's very chash, considered very big Tam Chacham, this guy. And in a kitzer, so I ended up meeting these boys 10 years later, after that whole Maisa. It's unbelievable. So that's the koyach of, you know, these boys were sitting in the car, they weren't doing anything. It wasn't like they were learning or anything. Just, you know, seeing how a Ben Torah behaves got this person to think, oh, I want my sons to learn yeshiva. So that's Mamash Adram, I'm saying, L'chaya. And that's a king of Avas Hashem. And then the Rambam continues and says, "V'chein kasev Rambam perakim hilchos yisod de'atayra v'zel l'shoynay." He says, "Yesh dar machem Hashem b'chal chilul Hashem." Then that's when he talked about avas Hashem. There's another Indian of chilul Hashem. So the chilul Hashem is when a person who is a talmid chacham and again doesn't behave the way he's supposed to behave, doesn't have the proper midos, and people walk away thinking that it's you know, this is not the right way to behave. It's a problem. But if he makes a Kiddush Hashem and everywhere he walks, he's Kodesh with Tar. Again, the Rambam brings the Pasuk. Next page, or 269, Hariz a Kiddush Hashem, Ba'olav HaKasav Oymer, same Pasuk, Vayomer Li Avdiata, Yisrael Hashem B'cho Esbar, Adkan, Loshen, Rambam. V'chol Zeh, Lo Yirak B'tal Mechocham, El Koyor, Shemayim, Shemidois of Tovim, U'misnai Karoy, Hariz a Kiddush Es Hashem. You know, there's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem when a person is able to show people what does it mean to behave like a Ben Torah, how a Ben Torah acts, okay? So I had a Gavaldika Maisa this week with someone in the Kol, a young man in the Kol. So there was a young man in the Kol that a house in the neighborhood came his way for a decent price, which is a Kiddush, Nifla, okay? So he wasn't really going for it specifically. I ask him his way. So and my point of this story is just to show like how a Talmid Chacham thinks and behaves is so not shaykh to like the Welt out there. Okay. I'm like so nispal from the story. So she's like, I don't know if I should go for it really, because you know, what do I need it for? I'm happy where I am. I'm renting. And I have no, you know, I can afford rent. I can afford the rent, and it's a good place. This is a little further out. It's going to be more expensive. My monthly payments are going to be more, and whatever. Like, I don't really need. Do I need this right now? I'm learning good. I'm learning without a big headache. This I'm going to have to stretch myself a little more. Maybe it's not kedai. So he called his rebbe. So what do you think his rebbe is going to say? Either take it or leave it, right? So the rebbe says, "Look, a house is not considered like an extra thing. Like it's very normal for a person to need to have a house. You're going to need a house eventually. I think you should go for the house. Fine. Then the younger man asks the Rebbe, he says, but there's another younger man in the koel that has a bigger need for the house than I do. He's a little older. He's a little, you know, and he has a bigger family and he could probably use the house more. So he says, oh, so give it to him. So he said, give it, but you just told me I should have the house. Yeah, but if you do chesed, you're not going to lose out. Right? How does most people think? Either I want the house, I don't want the house. The last thing that's on my mind right now is chesed. Right? If you told me that it's my ishtadlus, I'm supposed to take the house. If it's not for me, it's not for me. No, no. It's 100% for you. Just take it. Oh, you can do chesed? No, no, give it to him. It's a Pella. So, and it's just like, what?
Incredible.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's what happened, Maisa. He gave the other younger man the house. Maisa, his Rebbe said, he gave the other younger man the house. That's the way that like Talmud Chacham thinks, right? That not everything is, you know, putting yourself, you have to take everything into account. Take the chesed part into account. Take how does it play out? Life is not just about this, what's in front of you. There's so many more layers to it. And a person thinks in that way. So I had a Shiloh one time. I may have told you, I told you this, but before I had a house in Lakewood before I moved here. When I moved here, I had not sold the house. I kept the house and I had someone living in the house. And Lamaisa, the person living in the house was in the basement, was in the apartment, was a divorced woman. She was not really paying rent at all or in a timely fashion. She was like a year behind or something. So I really didn't know what to do because I really wanted to get the rent. So I figured either, you know, you force her to pay the rent or you ask her to leave, like, it's time. So I called up one of my rebbeim. So I said, you know, what should I do? So he said, no, you can't ask her to leave. I said, I can't ask her to leave. No, you want a divorced woman to have tainas on you? She's going to be upset at you. He says, it's not good. So I said, it's not good. So what should I do? So he says, I don't know, but don't kick her out. So I said, I don't know if I can afford to hold on to the house if she's not paying me. So he says, okay, so sell the house. So he gave me advice, rather sell the house than go through the process of having to force someone to leave that's going to be uncomfortable, that's going to have a tie on you. It's unbelievable, right? So I'm just saying is that when a person takes like a bigger picture, a bigger look, like how all the factors in life, it's not always just about the dollars and cents adding up and, oh, it's not fair, it is fair. Not everything's about, you know, fair, not fair, right, wrong. Right now, who's coming out on top? And this is what the Rambam's saying, is that the way a Yid, a Torah Yid is supposed to, exposed to carry out their affairs is in a way that it should take into account that there's a bar olam in the Welt. We're just learning now in Bamatzia that besides the monetary claim, there's always a taina of mazel garam. Whose mazel is it that forced the someone not to be able to execute the deal? Mazel garam, I'm saying, why are we bringing in, you know, keep mazel to spirituality, and right now we're dealing dollars and cents. What are you bringing mazel in? No, you can't divide it. A Yid doesn't divide it and say business is business and ruchnius is ruchnius. A Yid's, all of their affairs know that there's a Boir Olam and a Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and how is Hashem, what's the expression of the Hashgacha Pratis over here? That's what you have to deal with. So that's really how that would affect the ways of a person's behavior. And if that's nicker in the person, that's what the Rambam is saying. Yisrael asher b'cha espar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes praised through the way that we deal in our dealings. Okay? Shukrach, everybody. And we'll continue tomorrow.
All right.